Thank you for joining us for Grace Tapestries. To contact us, please call 208-867-6234. Now, here's your host, Deb Crum.
Welcome to Grace Tapestries, beloved of God. There are a lot of people who don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Some believe he existed, but see him merely as a spiritual leader, long gone and largely irrelevant. Some adamantly oppose Christianity because they feel the church and its followers have imposed their stiff moral values on our culture. In their minds, the absence of Christianity would mean a less restricted, uptight, guilt-riddled society. Believing instead that if all those Christian rules were lifted, peace and happiness would resume. In effect, we'd all find our spiritual way. While sometimes our legalistic approaches can be a misrepresentation of the truth, is it our job then to make the gospel more appealing and more relevant to our culture? Let me be more direct. There is a trend today to market a Christianity in reaction to a cultural intolerance of anything Christian. We sometimes believe that it is our approach in presenting the gospel that matters most. We may even find ourselves thinking at times that if we changed our approach, soften our sin language, we will attract a new generation of seekers, those who are seeking a more relevant gospel. Peter and the other apostles lived in hostile times. The gospel of Jesus Christ was not relevant to the Jewish elite or the Roman leadership. But Jesus seemed to ignore that simple fact when he gave them their charge in Luke 24. Beginning in verse 46, it reads, "And he said to them, Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." When Peter and the others were clothed with power from on high to proclaim the gospel, everything changed. So when those mighty men of God stood before the men of Israel, the same ones who crucified Jesus because he wasn't relevant, conviction swept the room. Peter, the one who days earlier denied Jesus, boldly, confidently, and clearly articulated the gospel message. Do you know what happened on that day? Acts 2 tells the story. "And Peter said, Therefore let the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this one whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent, and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:36-38. Beloved, do you know, in that single day, 3,000 people repented and received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Remember, this group interpreted everything about Jesus as irrelevant. The difference was not the approach or the packaging. It was the power of the Holy Spirit and the impartation of the gospel message without shame. This is my question to us today. Is the gospel becoming irrelevant to us because we have forgotten by what authority and power we proclaim it? Father, none of us like being rejected or misunderstood. In fact, we prefer a safer, less controversial life. But Lord, I ask that you move us past our apprehension to a place where we boldly share the life-giving message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that we do so with grace and love. For your glory and your honor, we pray. And all God's people said, Amen.
To support Grace Tapestries Ministries, please send your donation to P.O. Box 8961, Boise, Idaho 83707. That's P.O. Box 8961, Boise, Idaho 83707. Thank you for joining us today. It is our prayer that you will discover the threads of God's grace.